8:14, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, Knox County was part of the disaster proclamation that the governor issued. Several, or actually many counties here in the state of Illinois that have been declared disaster areas, at least state disaster areas. And there could be some availability for assistance for flooding. I guess it probably depends on your particular situation. Joining us here to talk more about it is the emergency management coordinator for Knox County, also the fire chief of Galesburg, Mr. Tom Simpkins. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me in on kind of short notice.
Well, yeah, no problem. I appreciate you coming in to talk more about this. All right. So, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I don't know what what is the determining factor of the disaster declaration for a particular county? Because you think here it's like, okay, well, this isn't Rock Island County, or this isn't whatever Scott County in Iowa. You know what?
Yeah, well, I would say probably for this one, originally all the counties that were adjoining either the Mississippi River or the Illinois River were included. I think there was like 30, maybe 30 some odd counties. And I think Knox County was added. We started having some costs over at the river, you know, our water sources at the river, and the guys over there that work for Wayne Carl and the Public Works have been boating diesel fuel out to the river, so there's been a lot of cost to keep a generator running that runs the pumps to get the water to Galesburg. When that becomes significant enough, and some other things on individual basis in the county, we've had, and Dwayne Rasmussen out at the county has had a couple things that with landslides. So once there gets to be an idea that we might be able to make our threshold, which on the public assistance side is about $190-some thousand,
wow,
then I don't know if that's the exact reason, but I think it's more of a feel, and I think the politicians kind of get involved and say, hey, you know, they got some damage in Knox County and Henry County, so let's add them to the proclamation.
Yeah, and I guess I wouldn't even think of that on a governmental level. I was thinking like individually, okay, you got water in your basement, whatever, but and people along the Spoon River, that's also part of Knox County also, but I didn't think about the things that cost to whether it's the city or county for things like that.
Yeah, and I'll have to make up, it's kind of a lengthy disaster impact form that I have to send as part of the individual assessment to kind of say, you know, how business is affected, and it's kind of a document that it's all encompassing to say here's the situation in Knox County. And first, what I should say right now is the federal, there's been no federal declaration. Okay, it's been a state proclamation. You really don't get the money until you get the federal declaration. So, and that's another reason to add counties, is because the state has to meet their threshold. So if anybody's got any damage out there, you know, the state's trying to add that, those counties, even if we don't meet our threshold, those costs will go into the overall. So give you a better chance to get the federal declaration.
Okay. Yeah. So the more counties included in the state declaration,
yes,
with the better chance,
yes,
of getting federal help. And there's no help without the federal help. Is that kind of right?
Well, the state has some resources, okay, and able to mobilize, you know, help out to the counties and stuff, but typically not. And here's maybe a good example. You remember in 2013 we had flooding, and we ended up with like $1.2 million of individual assistance, like $750,000 of public assistance. But we had that come in two ways. We had an April flood and we had a May flood. The April flood was widespread in Illinois and hit a lot of counties, and it was pretty bad in Galesburg. But the May flood was far worse in Galesburg, but it was only in Galesburg.
Yeah.
So the people in Galesburg only got money for the April flood because the state was able to make a threshold. Okay.
Okay.
Knox County can make a threshold on both cases, but we got nothing for the worser flood. And people were calling me, you know, and I was kind of wink and nod, say, when did you get your, when was your flood? You know, when,
yeah,
was your damage?
Yeah.
But you know, because there was nothing really available for the May flood.
All right. So let's get to individual assistance and somebody that might qualify. And I guess the main thing is the applying for and that whole process for any type of damage.
Yeah, and really we're at the point where we're surveying to see what's out there. At some point when we'll send all that information in, and I'll send the impact form in on the individual assistance side, and if the state then is declared by the feds to be that, then there'll be a whole other thing where you're actually applying and coming in, and FEMA will be here in my office, and we'll be going through things. Right now, there's been no federal declaration. We're really just trying to say, how much is out there? Let's get it all together and send it in. So we're asking people to, you know, you can go online, Jenny Moser, our wonderful secretary, has made up a nice form. You can fill that out. If you don't feel like you can do that, you can call down to her office and she'll walk you through the form. You know, if you've had damage in your home, individual assistance is really about individuals. It doesn't cover roads or things like that, but it's usually essential living spaces. So basements become questionable. You know, if it's just a family room in the basement, it's not really essential. You're probably not going to get it. You can send it in and give us the information, but up front we'll tell you, you know, it's maybe doubtful. So that's what the individual assessment side is. And then, of course, we're checking with all the public assistance side with the thing at the river. And, of course, the townships have had some things with, you know, with their roads and bridges. We always get flooding along Spoon River. So there'll be some costs. And that's the cost we need to make $190,000+. It's like $3 and some for every person in Knox County. That's the multiplier, which comes up to $190,000+.
So if individually, you know, maybe there was some damage somehow to your foundation, that would be a little bit different.
Yeah, anything that might have been caused by the flooding, and you know, and it's kind of fun to go out with FEMA when they do come, because you see some things that, well, I don't know that was really caused by the flooding. Yeah. But, you know, so yeah, people are pretty good and pretty honest. And but yeah, if you've got damage, please give us a call.
What about for a business? Would it be the same thing, something essential to your business operation?
Yes, you can call on that as well. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the what website do they go to find the form to fill
do you
it
know
out?
It's on the city website. I think you go on that. It's in the thing Jenny sent out. I don't have it right in front of me.
If you go to the city of Galesburg website,
it's got the thing. Hit this button, you know, and it'll take you right directly there. Yeah, look on the city website.
Okay.
www.ci.galesburg.il.us.
All right. So and on there you'll find under emergency management or what?
I think it's probably just on the head, you know, one of the things that you can see right off the top of the city homepage.
I just pulled it up right now to take a look and
see if it's on there.
Let's see. Front page here. Individual assistance for state disaster. Yeah. Yep. Right there. One of the first things under news and announcements on the front page there. So, yeah, you can find it right there. And
That'll information will go to Jenny, and then she'll fill out the actual form that goes off to the state after we get them all in. And we think we probably got a couple of weeks at least to do this. The floods are still impacting southern Illinois. And since we're wanting to get as much money as possible before we send it in, they're waiting to see what.
Yeah. So if – I mean, is there any idea that if it is declared a federal disaster area, the state of Illinois, what sort of compensation somebody might get? Does it depend on their damage?
It's usually, I think, 75% is the amount. So depending on what you have. Mm-hmm. If we get time, I'd also like to mention the folks out at Happy Hollow Lake.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's something that happened. The road cave in, basically the sinkhole from, and again, flood damage. But that's not a county road. It's not a city road anywhere. It's actually a private property. So is that something a whole other animal or?
Well, it's difficult. Yeah. I mean, usually, you know, public assistance is public assistance, mm-hmm. and of course, if the people out there, just like anywhere in the county, had damaged homes, you know, we'd want you to call. Roads that are private roads and dams are difficult because they're just usually typically not included. That doesn't mean. We won't be looking for private grants or something. And I know Senator Weaver's office and Representative Swanson's office have been on, you know, calling me because I'm kind of the in-between guy for IEMA going through the channels and trying to really look to see what might be out there available. Great people out there. They've lost their lake and it's just kind of it's very sad, but hopefully they've got a loan to build a new road, and they're in the process of doing that. So it's kind of a can-do spirit out there. I applaud them for that. But they'd really like to have their lake back.
Were they actually able to get something temporarily to get in and out?
Yeah, they're working on that. They secured a contractor and a loan to do that, and the road was a kind of a path, as I understand it, for four-wheelers. They've now improving to be for automobiles, and you can – in good weather, get up and down there. Most of them park on the north side and then get a four-wheeler and come over to their cars and then go back and forth that way. And as I understand it, I was talking to Mark Gooding out there last night, the road's getting better as the contractor's developing it. So,
Tom Simpkins is the Emergency Management Coordinator for Knox County, also Galesburg Fire Chief, joining us here this morning. Knox County included in the disaster proclamation for the state of Illinois. Do you know how many counties off the top?
Gosh, I don't know. 34 in my mind, but that's might
everything
not be
along
right.
The Mississippi and everything yeah. along in the Illinois and probably Rock as well.
Sure.
I guess a lot of them along the Rock, also along the Mississippi.
It can very well be more, too.
Yeah.
As they get into southern Illinois and find out that there's damage.
Because of course, you got along the Ohio as well. So there's a lot. Yeah. And they've had even this week or over the weekend, way more rain down in that area than what we had and all kind of storm damage.
We came across
as well.
270 there yesterday coming back from St. Louis yesterday morning. And there's still houses. All you can see is the rooftops. So I know they're still undergoing some.
Wow.
And that area seems to be prone to that.
Yeah, and I saw that. It's been almost, a month ago since I was down there. And when I came back that way as well, and just getting across on the Illinois side, there was a farm down there on the right-hand side on 270 that you could see the...
That's probably the same one.
Probably, you could see the top of the grain bin was about it. Yeah. So not a good situation. So, again, go to the City of Galesburg website. On the front page there, it says Individual Assistance for State Disaster. That's where you can find the forms to fill out. And, again, there may or may not be help available for you. It depends on your situation. But we encourage you to go ahead and fill it out anyway. You got nothing to lose.
And even if we don't, any costs that we have might help. A neighboring county.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, again, we're waiting also to find out whether the federal government will declare Illinois a disaster area, which is key to this whole thing. The state doesn't have some money possibly available, but it's the main thing is whether the federal government jumps on board.
Right.
Which I didn't know. Have they, in Iowa or some of the other areas, Nebraska,
I think they've already,
They have
Iowa
already.
I was watching the news last night, and they've already allocated some money to those places up north.
So, hopefully.
I tell you, FEMA, very nice people. When they came in 2013, it's typically older folks, like second career or just having something to do in their 60s and 70s, that know how to talk to people. And I think that all stems from the thing that happened to Katrina where nobody would be Derek got me and said with a FEMA hat on. that they train them now to be super nice. So if we do end up with FEMA in town, it'll be a pleasant experience.
So again, log on to the City of Galesburg website, and that's where you find it, Individual Assistance for State Disaster, whether you're individual business, whatever the case may be. If you've got damage, you might as well apply.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we need to know about this part of it and the declaration of disaster proclamation?
No. One of the things that did come up in the process was whether to put a local disaster declaration out. And I talked to Pam Davison at the county board chairman. And typically, you do that if you need to invoke some emergency powers. That's what saying, hey, we're in a disaster and declaring it locally is. And that just means in our ordinances, there's a thing that says, okay, if we say there's a disaster, we can now buy things where we don't have to go out for a long bid process. Okay. We need something now. We can do that. We can declare a curfew. We can put the emergency operations plan into effect. We can burn in town. There's just certain things that when you declare a disaster, it allows you to do because you need to.
And that would be probably a very, very extreme situation.
Typically
some major damage.
Typically,
and
in this case,
happens.
Yeah, this case, since the state's already declared it, there's the county is, of course, concerned to everybody and the county board, and they're tracking this, so it's all good.
The emergency management coordinator for Knox County, also Galesburg Fire Chief Tom Simpkins, with us here this morning. Real quick before we go, I want to mention, there's been a lot of questions. I know you've answered these multiple times on the sirens blowing.
Oh, sure.
And they are not a tornado warning siren. That's not what they are. They are an emergency notification siren.
Sure.
And they're therefore a possible emergency, which includes the weather. So that does not mean necessarily that a tornado has touched down, but it is a possibility. And also people come like, well, I don't hear it in my house. Well, that's not what they're made for either. People outside need to seek shelter when they hear those is the bottom line.
Right. That's, we refer to them as outdoor weather warning sirens. And they can be a tornado siren.
They can be, but that's not the sole purpose.
Yeah. I get a lot of calls on that. And we've moved a couple sirens recently. So people that used to hear them real well, maybe not since it's not right outside their window. And people will, of course, my first question is always, well, where are you located? Well, if they're in their house, I try to explain that, you know, they have a certain footprint, these sirens, and some have a bigger footprint than others. And they're typically at schools or parks. And if you're in the wrong, if you're in an area of town that just doesn't quite, well, you know, we have 13 of them. We think that we cover most of the town with that, but occasionally you find an area that just, you know, if you, especially if you're inside, you're not going to hear it. So, yeah, the deal is if you're outside, you hear the siren, we want you to go inside, and I'm not trying to be single any person out, but get on WJL because that's who I usually call. And you guys are usually up on the information as well.
Yeah.
I'm not usually telling you anything you don't know. But occasionally I'll get a call from the weather service individually that I can call over and say, hey, in a minute I'm going to blow the siren. I usually alert you folks.
Yeah.
So then when people go in and listen, you've got inside information or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Have your radio on. Have your TV on. And you know, power could go out. Have it a little transistor radio, whatever, small, you know, battery operated one, so you can keep up to date. And that's the other thing that, you know, you shouldn't necessarily – need those sirens to warn you. You should be vigilant anyway,
I guess,
when the severe weather hits.
And we're going to blow it on the air on the side of blowing it. I mean, if the weather service calls and says, hey, we're looking at you guys getting 70-mile-an-hour winds, that's our criteria, 70 above, we're going to probably blow the siren in Galesburg.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't control the sirens outside of Galesburg.
Right.
The municipalities do. And, of course, we have a golf ball-sized hail. That's another one. And heaven forbid we get an air raid or you're talking about hydrogen bombs
right
earlier.
Right,
we don't want that to happen
we don't
see
want
a lot of helium floating around.
Yeah, exactly, we'll all be talking really high and
right, yeah, but thanks for alluding to that, because it is a bit confusing, and there is no all clear siren. We usually try to time it, you know, we want to time it too far out, because then people hear it, and then, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, they've forgotten about it if nothing happens. Yeah. So it's really kind of a tricky deal, to be honest with you, and it's a little bit stressful.
Should
we blow or not blow? And, you know, you'll get somebody call and say, I see rotation. Well, is he a trained observer? Is, you know, how many of those calls do we have? And was it just rotation? And so, I don't know. It's a lot
of factors that go into it.
Yeah, there's never really a smoking gun sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just... yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and you know, and the most likely scenario before this summer is over, it's probably going to happen again.
Yeah,
I mean, just with the way the weather's been.
Going,
we don't want it to, but so just be aware of that. Just be vigilant is the bottom line.
And I appreciate that.
Emergency Management Coordinator for Knox County and Galesburg Fire Chief Tom Simpkins joining us this morning. Tom, anything else we need to know about that's going on?
No, not really. Enjoyed my. Trip to St. Louis.
You got to see Albert off. See Albert. Unfortunately, that was the game that his team won.
Yeah, but that's
Cardinals
okay.
took 2 of 3, but you got a chance to see him and got to see him come up with the bases loaded too.
Although he popped out.
But so you had exciting. There was a discussion in your area whether it's like, okay, would you like to see him hit a grand slam or not?
Exactly. It was pretty mixed. well, we were down 6-0 at that time.
It didn't make much difference at that point. All right. Well, that's cool. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Tom, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.